from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, investigators offering a $10,000 reward to anyone with information that could lead to the arrest of whoever is responsible for killing a child in Newark this weekend. 9-year-old Yassine Morrison was fatally shot late Friday afternoon in the South Ward, according to the Essex County Prosecutor's Office. His aunt telling the New York Times the boy, who was autistic and nonverbal, was with his sister and father at the time of the shooting. Yassine had just stepped out of an Uber to visit his grandparents when gunfire rang out. The father trying to shield both kids, but a bullet struck the little boy in the back of the head. Six Democrats who want to serve as New Jersey's next governor agree New Jersey transit is a mess. North Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill says after a third summer of hell, there's no time to wait. New Jersey Transit needs to be fixed now.
That's why I've gone back to Amtrak. We need to hold them accountable. They need to fix the catenary wires. I've driven $300 million in for that fix alone. We've driven billions in for Northeast Rail. I want an explanation of exactly where that's gone.
And Cheryl says her husband is a commuter on New Jersey Transit and knows what they deal with. The primary is June 10th. An investigation is underway into a weekend fire in Belmar that injured two firefighters and sent a resident to a hospital with burn injuries. The blaze broke out Friday night at a house on 14th Avenue, also damaging nearby structures. The severity of the firefighters' injuries has not been disclosed. Mastering cursive hasn't been part of New Jersey's schooling standards for more than a decade, but there's a push to bring it back in the Garden State for grades K through 5.
State Senator Angela McKnight says in a world dominated by keyboards and touchscreens, the loops and curves of cursive are still needed to carry our students into adulthood.
Cursive writing is not merely about handwriting. It's about cognitive development, fine motor skills, and cultural literacy.
Jonathan Pushman with the New Jersey School Boards Association says decisions on what to teach should be determined by trained education professionals, not through legislative mandates.
Teachers have so much on their plates. We have to be concerned that when we add something to their plate, we may risk losing or diminishing how much we focus on something else the district and the community value.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:03, fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:08, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
About the northern half of the state reaching for the snow brush this morning after some conversational snow showers overnight. Temperatures are mainly in the 30s to start the day. Highs today 45 to 50. Fairly mild. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, light breezes, and dry weather. A few clouds tonight and maybe a sprinkle around. Lows around 40. We'll see mid-40s tomorrow, but with a chilly breeze. That's going to be the big nuisance tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. Next chance for snow and wintry mix moving in Wednesday night. New Jersey weather made possible by Forge Jewelers. Love is in the air at Forge Jewelers. Join them this Thursday from 3:30 to 7:30 for an exclusive event. Enjoy champagne, treats, and spectacular Valentine's offers. Mention Honey Bunny for a special credit toward your purchase. Visit ForgeJewelers.com.
Right now, Somerville, 23 degrees. Asbury Park, 32. It's 29 in Woodbury. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.